This is the Andre Segovia Show.
Hey everyone, welcome to another video. I'm Andres. I'm a real estate broker in Orange County. I'm also a property manager and I operate a construction business. I'm taking it a little easy today where I wanted to just give you another update as to what I'm doing to work smarter, not harder. It's a series that I did and I have some videos on a playlist regarding that. So I recommend you check that out. Some of them still hold today, including the benefits of BlackBerry Hub Plus services, which haven't really changed all that much since that video, but I left that behind for something more, a little more advanced that worked with what I do. And I'll show you that in a moment. But first, a little more about my show. If you're new to my channel and if you see my previous two videos, especially about BlackBerry, then you probably already heard some of this, but the show lives on the podcast. So you can log in and subscribe to my channel on or my podcast in any of these directories. And two more that are not on this list that I just got approved for are Pandora. Woo! They took forever, but they're finally on board. And then there's Listen More, so I'm available on that as well. So you can check out my show across all of those directories. Like, share, subscribe, help me continue to grow. Thank you so much. And it's where I talk about anything and everything that interests me, but it's mostly on a real estate business side. So you can classify this as a business podcast, business news. So I do cover a lot of big things, and there's a lot of big things coming up, especially since we're in an election cycle that affects local cities, counties, and in some cases the state as well. So I'll be giving a lot of information there. And if you live in California, and more specifically Orange County, Los Angeles, you might want to keep an ear out because there's a lot of craziness that's going on that either affect you, whether you're a tenant or a homeowner or even a landlord. All of you are affected in some way, somehow. Some things sound fantastic, but stuff is sugar-coated. Let's get down to the truth. So if you're interested in real estate stuff, the place to go check out my real estate resources is segoviares.com. This is where I basically is my real estate front. So you can go check out my services. And if you have any questions real estate related, you can reach out to me on any of the social links up here, preferably Facebook, because that's where the community does engage with me in conversations about that. And if you have questions that are of great interest, they sometimes either are addressed on the show or I do an entire episode devoted just to answer that question. Okay, well, that's about it. I want to show you now why I left the Hub Plus services for the Microsoft Launcher and Microsoft Office Suites. So this is the BlackBerry Hub Plus services subscription. This service has been around for a few years now. Some other apps have been added. But if you go to the webpage here, you will not see anything other than the first few apps that BlackBerry introduced to the BlackBerry Productivity Suite, which I find rather odd, but there they are. So what's listed here is the Hub Plus Inbox, Calendar, Contacts, Notes, Tasks, and Launcher. I did like the look and feel back when we did have Lollipop, but besides like a splash of paint and maybe some tweaks to the UI and the dark mode introduction, there hasn't really been much different in terms of look and feel and features that have been available to keep me interested in the apps. There was something lackluster, which I'll get to in a moment. But here are the other apps that are available in the Google Play Store for non-BlackBerry Android devices. Some of these are enterprise only, but they appear here. You need an enterprise subscription to make them work. But the other things, like for example, the BlackBerry Device Search, which I didn't really use, the BlackBerry Password Keeper that some people really like. And one of my favorite ones was the BlackBerry Privacy Shade that I actually used less than I had hoped. But Privacy Shade came with the redactor, which was pretty cool, so you can redact like black marker over certain documentations. But there they are. For some reason, not all of them are listed on the BlackBerry.com website. It's like they just put it up there and never updated since in so long. So I find that really, really odd. Now, at the heart of all this is the BlackBerry Hub Plus services. This is the thing that you need in order to get all of these different apps working, which I'm okay with. What I liked was being able to enter all my accounts in one spot and be able to see the list of applications that are available officially from BlackBerry for my device. The only ones that aren't available would be something like the BlackBerry keyboard that's exclusive to BlackBerry Android devices, so that was not there. The downside, though, is that there isn't a universal login, kind of like what we used to have in BlackBerry OS days. So every time I had to switch phones, and I switched a lot of phones last year, I had to manually input every single account into my device, and that made it absolutely frustrating because I had to reset every settings, how I wanted to sync my folders, which I did, which ones I didn't, my tasks, my contacts. It was just so infuriating, and I wish there was some way to have one form of login here. That's why I turned to the Microsoft Launcher. The Microsoft Launcher is the only one that I actually have some kind of feed to the left, kind of like how the Pixel devices have Googled home. This one has for me my today look when it comes to tasks, calendar events, any messages, and my access to Cortana, which I actually do utilize. And the look and feel, I made it so it just looks and feels the way I want it. I can update it to make it look more fluid, like whatever Google's pushing through Android 10, but I just, so far, I'm used to all this. And what I love about it is to be able to back up my entire setup from widgets, folders, and applications. So if I'm restoring to another device and I'm missing a program or two, it'll show me a grayed out or a transparent icon. It'll tell me I'm missing that that application. Hit the button, it'll take you to the Google Play Store, installs, and it puts it right where you left it from the other backups. This one, you can do universal searches, and when it comes down to it, my favorite part is being able to log in once and done. And since I use a Samsung Galaxy Note 9, my favorite part is that the Microsoft apps are able to access extra steps that give you more functionality out of the S Pen. Like here with OneNote, that's what I utilize instead of utilizing BlackBerry Notes. And I just love using OneNote because it synchronizes across all my devices. And I use a stylus like crazy, as those of you who have followed me regularly know. And I just love that. And when it comes to something like the Outlook application, when I'm navigating through my apps and my email, I don't have to open an email. I can just hover with the S Pen over my email and it'll pop up a window, so it gives me extra functionality to be able to interact with that message, not just the notification window. So I think that's really cool and intuitive. Extra feature sets that are available to us Note users when we access the Microsoft Office suite. And for someone like me that runs three different companies that are in the same industry, real estate, but it's construction, real estate, and property management, I have three different sets of contacts, three different sets of clients, three different sets of just everything from email, media files, everything. And since I deal very heavily with media, because I have to inspect properties, take pictures, take videos, document everything, I have to deal with the cloud all the time, I have three different OneDrive accounts because of my Microsoft Exchange accounts and one personal. So I have 3 terabytes of data. That's why I say that the BlackBerry mid-range devices have not been able to keep up with me, because I'm always transferring, whether it's in the foreground or the background, I'm always dealing with media intensive and having to communicate and send either back to my office or to a client or to my maintenance guys or to my coworkers or even my higher ups. So a lot of that stuff has to be done, which is why I also turn to the Note, because one of the more powerful devices of the year when they come out. But the Microsoft launcher has been a godsend, because I was one of the alpha testers, moved to the beta, didn't really like it all that much. I kept to the BlackBerry suite of apps, but then I kept hitting a wall where I every time I switched devices or whenever there was a hiccup with something, there was just something was missing and it just annoyed me. And I did wish I could have the productivity tab, because that's something I actually used and on the BlackBerry devices, but it's being sunsetted by BlackBerry. And at least on the Edge display, I can add some form of functionality of that sort onto my Note device. And just being able to have everything to be accessible. And my favorite part, the timeline part, I'm not sure when you're here, but the timeline part that I'm able to access from the leftmost screen shows me where I left off in my documents from Excel, PowerPoint, and Word. That is just so awesome, because that's exactly how it is on my desktops, on my Windows experience. So that's the long and short as to why I moved to Microsoft Launcher, because it helped me work better, work smarter, not harder. And with me using stylus across every single thing that I use, from the Note, the iPad, the Surface, my Google Chromebook, this comes very handy when everything's synchronizing across the board, annotating PDFs or Word documents, Excel, PowerPoint. It makes my job a heck of a lot easier, and Microsoft has been on top of trying to streamline that experience across every single platform that BlackBerry promised years ago and unfortunately didn't do, at least not for the consumer parts, but I hear it's kind of available for enterprise users. So what are you using? I know some of you are using Nova Launcher. Leave your recommendations in the comment section down below, and we'll see what everybody else is really using. All right, everybody, thank you for watching this video, and as always, I'll see you on the next one.